The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm proud of myself. No, I want to talk about it. Sometimes you got to pat yourself on the back. Good morning. It's Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So I was ordering groceries the other day, okay, because I was going to make dinner. And the Ben and Jerry's was right there in front of me because I have ordered that a lot for the past 8 months, Automatic.
We've been on an ice cream cake,
and,
yes.
And I did not put the Ben and Jerry's in the cart.
Hey,
there it is, dude.
It's the small victories, I guess, Dana.
Do you know how easy it would have been just to be click, drop, ice cream here in less than an hour, baby?
It's those subtle wins that go a long way. For me, I was the other night, I was driving by Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Anthony.
And man, I just remembered my Chick-fil-A order off top, and I felt like I was fighting demons to not pull into there.
Did you not pull
in? It's different when you're an adult, you got money in your account, and it's just that easy to pull over.
It's so hard, dude. And then I was just like, all right, one thing, I was like, all right, is a heartburn worth it? I don't think so.
Nope.
And then also, the next morning.
That's another part of being an adult.
The next morning, I woke up and stepped on the scale, and I was 2 pounds less than I was.
See?
So that was a very proud moment. For
the
myself.
Small victories. Yeah. The small victories.
I went and worked out without Dana the other day.
Yeah.
Oh,
she kept her little lazy butt in bed, and I got up and went and worked out, took the dogs. It was a full on, it was a real workout, a man workout.
I love the way you say that when you were like, you're coming. And I was sick, by the way. I wasn't being lazy.
No, you were being lazy.
Because
even when I'm sick, I still go.
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
That is such a lie. You're the person that tries to get me to buy ice cream.
Balance, Dana. It's balance, okay?
National Day, Anthony A.
Speaking of balance, shout out to Plant Milk. It's World Plant Milk Day.
That is not right. That is an oxymoron. You can't milk plants.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah, so, but you can crush them until they make milk.
Then that's plant liquidy water.
I didn't know we had all this plant milk. It's almond, soy, rice milk, hemp milk, and pea milk. P's from like the P, like
okay,
the,
yeah.
P-E-A, dog. P-E-A. Don't
beat
that.
Squish mine out of me.
I don't want any of that milk except for almond.
Shout out to the Tooth Fairy doing what she does and making the world go around and rewarding all of us with our little teeth.
Excuse me, the Tooth Fairy's non-binary.
Hey, there it is.
He could be.
Rock proved that to all of us.
Yeah, he did.
And we'll wrap it up on National Be an Angel Day. Just encouraging everybody out there to do a good deed for somebody and be kind to each other.
You know what? I think sometimes people overthink being kind. It's telling someone at the grocery store, hey, I like what you're wearing, or you look good today, or whatever the case is, just being kind to someone goes a long way. You don't have to spend a lot of money. You don't have to do a lot of anything. Just being nice, that person will carry that with them and probably pay it forward.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We've all been in a position where somebody does you wrong. They do you dirty. You might even thought it was a friend, you know, a coworker, a family member, and you want to get them back. Your immediate reaction is, you hurt me, I'm going to hurt you worse. But that can turn into a battle that never ends. That kind of revenge is not the poetic justice you're looking for because there's no ending.
Nope.
I started looking at revenge.
Speaking of poetic justice, what? I'm on Tupac's side about revenge.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I knew you were going to bring up the Tupac reference. I understand. I get it. And I started doing some research because we got a call from a gentleman. We're going to put him on the radio here in a little bit, Aaron. And he said he believes revenge is okay. Aristotle, one of the greatest philosophers, said it's okay and justified if the person meant you harm, especially monetarily. Then you should try to go after them because they were trying to take your food, trying to hurt
that.
Your family.
At that point, shout out Aristotle. But for me, like, the best revenge is still success.
Yeah.
And anytime somebody's trying to belittle me and they bring me down to their level and I start exchanging insults, now I'm just with them.
Insert Pitbull.
You prove them wrong, tú le das una galleta sin mano. That means you can slap them without touching them.
That's right. The best revenge is showing them, look what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Despite you not believing me, despite you putting me down, despite whatever it is you tried to say about me, I'm here and you're not.
I'm not above pettiness and revenge, but the best revenge I've ever felt was early on, one of the girls I dated early on in my stand-up career always just told me, she's like, you're not going to go nowhere. You're not going to do anything because is talk about your local hometown and where you're from, and nobody's going to relate to that. And then I just remember like 10 years later stepping onto the stage in an arena full of people and being like, yeah, dude.
Hoping she was in the audience eating her words and laughing.
But her dad was.
What was your sweetest revenge, Dana?
I don't like revenge. I had these two women come at me that were in radio and they did some bad things to me. I did some bad things back and it didn't make me feel better. And it could have gone on forever. I didn't like it. And I really prayed. I sent that positive energy. I said, if I can make it past this, I'm going to help women. I'm going to help people. That's been my revenge.
Yeah.
If there's such a thing, is just moving forward past that, letting it go, and just being here. I don't like that feeling of hurting people. It does not make me feel good.
It's not good. I think one thing you always just got to remember, karma, you can't outrun karma.
True.
And if somebody does something vindictive or bad, it's going
to
come back.
I'm going to take it back to Aristotle. If they started it, it's okay to finish it.
Aristotle, that's a fool from the stars or from the one who has the store?
He was a Greek philosopher. One of the greatest minds of all time.
You're thinking of the story. Is that story even around anymore?
I don't think so.
Oh, I'm showing my millennialness.
We're going to move on now. This is the call I was referring to.
Hi, Dana. This is Aaron.
All right, Aaron. So you're with somebody and you feel like revenge is okay? You're with this person.
I do believe that it is fair to get revenge or get the get back, as we would say, on your partner. If they ain't acting right, they ain't doing what they're supposed to do, I do believe it is fair.
If you approach a relationship that way, you're going to make it worse.
It's a thin line. It's a thin line. Like, if you play with, you don't pray, you spit in their face. These women, they think they got all the power and all the other stuff, but us dudes, we know. You know what I'm saying? We know what we know.
I'm going to keep it real with you. I think you're holding on to something from your past, like the way you feel about things. It shouldn't apply to the new relationship.
I mean, if we going to play games, let's play games.
Think about what this guy is doing. He's holding on to something from the past. Like, it's eating at you. Revenge is not always the answer.
I think the best revenge is obviously doing better and then having them have to watch it. But I'm not going to lie. When somebody's come after me, it has felt good to punch them in the face.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, probably one of the most popular couples in the world, right? I mean, he begged her back at a Frank Ocean concert at Coachella. Well, their daughter has done something I think that most dads would be very upset about. Let's discuss now Anthony A. celebrity birthdays first.
We have Dua Lipa celebrating her birthday, the Uso brothers celebrating their birthday, and one of my favorite streamers, Phantom, celebrating his birthday as well.
Shiloh Jolie Pitt is the firstborn daughter of Angelina and Brad Pitt, and now she's just Shiloh Jolie.
Oh.
She petitioned the courts. There was no drama. Brad Pitt did not fight. And, you know, earlier this week, she was granted a name change.
Is she 18 now?
Oh, yeah, she's 18.
Man, that's got to hurt when your daughter doesn't want to take your last name anymore. What did he do that has that entire family turned against him at
Obviously,
this point?
Obviously, you know, in just discussions he's had in different magazines, he said he was a terrible person. He was abusive. He drank every day. And this has been a long time coming. Angelina Jolie said that she would cry in the shower for hours and hours, for years, trying to help him and get past it. It was the last time they were on a flight. He was doing something to her, and the oldest boy, who was still very young at the time, tried to jump in, and so that's when she walked away. See, because most women know, once you touch the children, it's over. Like, it's a whole different level.
At this point, that was probably 5-6 years ago, right?
Yeah. You know, maybe she'll get over it. I don't know. Maybe she won't. It's up to her, though, to forgive him or not.
Yeah, right. And have you ever cried in the shower?
Yes.
I'm sure. I probably have.
Sorry, that's the only part that stuck out to me in this whole story.
But you're right, because she would hide from the kids. Yeah. She would go to the showers the only time she was alone and hide because of what was happening in their lives. And they hid it from everybody. They looked like the perfect couple.
I always thought they were perfect together.
No, obviously not.
You know, Brad has taken steps to, you know,
repair himself.
And if nobody wants Brad's name, I'll take Pitt.
What?
I'll be Anthony Pitt.
I think we should all forgive someone who is truly wanting to change and move forward. But I don't know what happened in this household.
No.
So I'm not going to place any judgment on him or the children for their choices, right? We'll see what happens later on.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I know there's times, parents out there, you see your kids and you think, man, I used to wear that. Because style always comes full circle. And great style never goes out of style. So we are having this discussion because high socks are a thing right now. All over TikTok, Instagram. So where does the high sock come from? ABC did an interview with a police officer. Here he is breaking it down.
That's derived from the prisons. What happens in the prisons, you get assigned a certain type of clothing. You don't get shorts. So what you do, you cut your pants off. Those are your shorts. But because we're very macho among the so-called Chicano, you don't show pierna or leg. So that's why they have the long two socks. And it just become a form of style.
Now, you can laugh and you can giggle, but I feel like the best fashion always comes from impoverished people, because you have to imagine, how can I make myself look good with the least? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, how can I style myself
up? I mean, the streets definitely dictate fashion, but going back to what the cop was saying, I remember when sagging became, like, really big.
And it's still big. I mean,
and
saggy pants,
my dad would see it around, and he has friends that were in prison. He would go visit him. He'd be like, don't wear your pants like that, because that's all the wear their pants in the prison.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
I've heard that, too. I don't know if it's true or not, but think about the fact that we're talking about the streets dictating everyday style. Everybody.
Yeah, right? And we're sitting here talking with, since we're talking about fashion, I feel like I should use the word hubris. We're talking with a lot of hubris, us three, because I think we all, in our own way, consider ourselves fashionable. Some of the people
barely
are just like, nah, automatic, you say
automatic,
that.
You
but I've seen you at a photo shoot, dude, and you get your little model strut on, and you think you're something.
Get, that,
you
little,
are,
get that little face going.
Yeah, you are, dude. I'm not friends with bad dressers, so you're a good dresser,
dog. I
like
that you say that, Anthony. I think each of us has our own little style. Of course, when we're chilling and stuff, yeah, whatever. But when I go out, I want to look good, because if it makes me feel confident, I feel like I present myself better toward people. You really are what you wear.
Oh,
it's the first impression that you can make on anybody in an interview, whether you're applying for college, whatever it is you're doing, the first thing they see is what you're wearing.
Yeah, that's your first introduction to society, is the way you're dressed and presenting yourself.
I feel like my shoes do that for me. If I got like a really cool pair of shoes on, I feel like way more confident. And I think it's because I didn't have them growing up. And so now that I can afford them, I'm like, look at these shoes. I'm doing it.
Sneaker culture, though, for you, you're a DJ. It's different. That's part of hip hop.
Well, yeah, I came from hip hop for sure. I mean, my Adidas from Run DMC is what started sneaker culture.
It literally changed sneaker culture. And before then, they were selling Adidas off the rack. They didn't get any money for that.
No,
there was no endorsement deal.
And it's also like, even if you ain't got it all, like, sneaker culture is like, keep them clean. Like,
well,
if you can.
I don't know, because now.
Not anymore. They
my
have
daughter
to be-
is
oh,
like,
yeah, that's
she does not
thing.
Want clean. Like, okay. Her Air Force Ones, they're a disgrace.
Low socks and clean shoes mean you're over 30.
What style would you not bring back?
Parachute pants, but it's too late. They're here.
Oh, bro. Throughout
they're the worst.
Throughout
why are
my
you doing
fashion
that?
Journey, there was an era where I wanted to work at Express Men's Clothing for a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and
Anthony.
This was when Kanye was really popular. Popular and safe, I'll say that.
Okay.
Popular
the
not,
old Kanye.
Not as controversial. Not walking around in leather tights and stuff. But
this pink, to, you're talking about pink polo,
he
Kanye.
He used to pink polo, and he would wear like a shirt underneath. And I thought that was the coolest stuff growing up. So when I finally got to the time to afford that stuff, one, I couldn't pull it off right because I didn't have Kanye's budget. Two, that trend had already left. So I just looked around, walking around looking like a pirate everywhere I went.
Pink polo, automatic. That's that rich dad, rich woman, elegant, classic style that hip hop elevated.
I mean,
but that kind of style never goes out of style. You know, the loafers and that kind of look, and Kanye and Cameron, and we go way back, took it to another level.
The most influential person for style in hip hop has been Kanye, and then I would say Pharrell's second.
Oh, cool. An unsolicited ranking of
yeah,
fashion.
I'm just doing that. I'm
you went
doing...
from like not being a fashionable person to being like,
to like
ranking.
Anna Wintour. I am the hype beast.
Call in with your thoughts, 877-730-DCS1, or text us right now. Back with more of the show coming up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You've heard about SpaceX. What about space chips? I mean, potato chips you eat in space. We'll talk about it in food news. Time for Hottest Hashtags on your Thursday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Economy Parking.
Hi, Automatic Anthony A. One of our listeners who works at Sam's Club said, you guys talk entirely too much about Costco, and we're having a sale through tomorrow, and you haven't mentioned it. $20 memberships at Sam's. Which is crazy. And their top tier membership, you can get that for $50 off.
Nice.
She
dude.
Said, y'all don't even have Costco memberships, yet you talk about their chicken all the time. Our
I don't
chicken
have a
is,
Sam's Club one either, but
well,
I might go get it for $20.
She said their chicken is better. Let's
no
go.
Offense, Sam's Club, but you guys just don't have the glizzies that Costco does. I'm sorry.
Or the secret menu.
Yeah, Costco's a Costco, dog.
Well,
you know
okay.
What I'm
all right. Well, I might have to call our Sam's Club lady. I'm not kidding. She came in my DMs on Instagram. She said, let's go. I said, all right. Either way.
Find out it's actually Samantha's Club.
$20 memberships at Sam's. Save yourself money with all this inflation going on. Get it by mañana. Food news, DJ Automatic.
Doritos has come out with a chip that you can eat in space.
Oh.
It's called the Doritos Mini Cool Ranch Zero Gravity Flavored Tortilla Chip. And the reason they did this is for the astronauts when they're in space. So the little powder doesn't flake off and go into the cabin.
Wow.
It stays on the chip. But the best part is Doritos actually partner with St. Jude's, and they're giving them $500,000.
Oh, wow. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
And give some money to kids.
There it is, dog.
I don't know.
It's Cool Ranch, right? It was a flavor.
It's Cool. That's is the third best chip.
I kind of think it's the best one.
Anthony.
I think it might be the most revolutionary chip out on the market.
Spicy Nacho one.
Oh, how about the Taco Bell one? I don't know what it's called.
It's called Taco Flavored Doritos.
That one is the best Dorito there is.
I think about it in like the sense of like influence. The Hot Cheeto, that influenced the game. The Cool Ranch Dorito, that influenced the game a lot too. Those are my top
two. You're just
two
a ranch
chips.
Guy. You're bland. You're Latinx. That's what it is, Anthony. It's what it is. What we got for National Day, Anthony A.
Nice. Insult and then talk. That's fun. It's National Eat the Peach Day, everybody. Ooh.
I can't. Automatic's allergic to peaches. I'm a Southern girl. Peach cobbler is my thing. And I will
eat the peach, though, if you know what I mean.
Dang, Automatic, you are not one of the...
You are. We are a family show, sir.
Pushing, dude. That's a good flavor chip.
But
right?
I'm down, okay? We're off air.
And we also have National Be an Angel Day, encouraging you to be nice to each other. Yo, be kind.
That would be nice, Automatic.
You're the one who just insulted Anthony.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
was like, basically, insult speak.
I meant it was a nice idea what you had.
There it is. Oh. Boom, look at that. Kindness.
You're still stuck on the peach thing, huh?
Sure am.
Let's go ahead and wrap it up on the one fairy who's bringing us all joy in our childhood, or at least some money. National Tooth Fairy Day.
Oh, okay. What's the most money? Or you know what? Let's do something different. Inflation. What should the tooth fairy give kids nowadays? I'm saying, first of all, you don't get anything till you're two because you really don't know what's going on anyway. $5?
Yeah, I think a good...
$5 bill?
Yeah.
$5. Who loses a tooth at two?
Everybody.
No, you don't lose them until you're older. You're barely getting your teeth at two.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're so bad off inflation-wise, you're borrowing against your teeth here from the Tooth Fairy.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
All right, first off, congratulations, Ashanti. She's a mommy. Her and Nelly have had their baby. All right, so we'll talk about that. And also, of course, Jennifer Lopez filed for divorce and Ben Affleck. Why is her ex, Alice Rodriguez, up in the business? What's he got to say? Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. Let's get into it. But first, Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
We have Dua Lipa celebrating her birthday. The Uso brothers celebrating their birthday. And one of my favorite streamers, Phantom, celebrating his birthday as well.
Okay, so I've had so many phone calls about me discussing Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck breaking up. I want to make this a topic next week because I think that men want to control her and change her. She loves her career. She's not putting it aside. That being said, enter the chat, Alex Rodriguez, who cheated on her. And that's
doesn't he have a woman too right now?
Well, he might, but he's a cheater. I just said it. Thanks. Remember? And she left him, and that's when she fell back into the arms of Ben Affleck, her ex, and they got married. Here's what A-Rod has to say. You either go one way or the other. You might as well be the one deciding the direction. What?
I feel like A-Rod was saying that while he was staring at himself in the mirror.
I'm sure.
He's asking for her to come back.
Of course he is.
Back to like what you said about men controlling her. I kind of disagree with that. Something about J-Lo, she has the energy of a black bean veggie burger.
What?
You know, she's like just like too much boringness going on.
She's not boring. She's rich. Let me tell
Dana,
you what's wrong with
when
her.
When you have four failed marriages, you're part of the problem.
No.
You can't put this on
men.
Not,
I'm not putting it totally on them. I'm putting it on her choice that she's not picking a partner who supports her. Because you're right. She likes to work a lot. And she's reached this icon status. Trying to release new music, all that. Girl, you already there. You are already an icon. Go on tour. Tour the Jenny from the Block days. Everybody knows you as a movie star now. But the fact is, she is who she is.
Yeah.
So when you marry somebody to support you. I've been married two times before. We talked about this, Otto. It's embarrassing to discuss, but those people didn't support me. You support me. Do you like everything I do? No.
Dog.
But you know who you married?
Yeah. But Ben Affleck sat there by her side during that whole awkward documentary that she made, and he was there showing support, bro. I think enough is enough, bro.
And Automatic sticks by me while I sing, can't control my anxiety.
Don't make me have to choose.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about style and fashion. If you missed it, catch it on the podcast, you know, on demand. But I was telling Automatic and Anthony A. off air, you ever thought you were stylish? You show up to the event, you're like, wrong dress code. Somebody didn't send me the right dress code. And you're just embarrassed. I hosted a gala recently. Now, I knew it was going to be upscale and whatnot. But the woman who booked me, because I do a lot of speaking engagements and events like this, failed to tell me that this was a red carpet event.
A black tie event.
Yeah, gala black means like fancy event. And,
yeah,
and I'm only thinking of the apples. But
okay, no, this means fancy event, but it was red carpet. carpet, black tie. The women were in ball gowns, and I'm in a skirt and a tube top from Express. I felt so underdressed. Luckily, I slayed on the stage and nobody really cared, but I was not dressed properly.
Good
for
thing
that kind
your self-confidence made up for it.
Yeah,
sure
I was going to say. Yeah. Yeah.
Where you lacked in gown dressness, you made up in confidence.
I did. I slayed it up there on the mic, but I felt bad. I did. I was embarrassed.
I think that's a big part of style is confidence.
I wish I could be as confident as you were when I wrongly dressed for a situation. I was doing an event at a car dealership in the middle of the day. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to dress like a sophisticated cholo that I always do. So I wore these Dickies and I wore a flannel shirt, long sleeve.
Was it summer?
Oh, it was summer.
Oh, Lord.
In the thick of July. Mm-hmm. And bro, you guys know me. For people who don't know me, I'm a heavy sweater.
Ew.
And bro, the moment I stepped out of the car, turned on
the faucet.
I was in trouble, dude. the mechanics come back and they're like, yo, you want to hang out with us in here, dude? You're sweaty.
No, you don't understand.
Like, the way you're dressed and the way you're sweating, I don't think you should be out here.
Anthony sweats when it's cold.
So yeah, bro. So I was out there just thick flannel, dude. I was like, salute to the gangbangers who can do it in that flannel wear, because I can't, bro.
Nope.
I need a dry fit if I was going to be a thug.
My story is way different. I had these one pair of pants that nobody will let me live them down. I had a girlfriend before Dana that was very into European style. She actually lived in Europe for a while, and she would buy me these European clothes.
Ooh,
she bought me these purple pants. Like, I'm talking Prince purple pants. And I wore them.
And no, you didn't.
And my brothers will not let me live it down to this day. They're like, remember those tight purple pants you used to wear?
The purple pants, dude. Lavender.
Didn't she cheat on you with a European man?
Oh!
We didn't have to double down on that.
No, just
pity.
Saying.
Dad, I've never felt so sad for you, brother. Purple pants getting cheated on? Oh,
yes,
no.
Dude, that was awful. It's because I wore the purple pants.
Probably.
I deserve to be cheated on.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.